Books on Tape presents Careless in Red by Elizabeth George. Read by John Lee. If thou art indeed my father, then thou hast stained thy sword in the lifeblood of thy son, and thou didst it of thine own obstinacy, for I sought to turn thee into love. From the Shahnameh. Chapter 1. He found the body on the 43rd day of his walk. By then, the end of April had arrived, although he had only the vaguest idea of that. Had he been capable of noticing his surroundings, the condition of the flora along the coast might have given him a broad hint as to the time of year. He'd started out when the only sign of life renewed was the promise of yellow buds on the gorse that grew sporadically along the cliff tops. But by April, the gorse was wild with color, and yellow archangel climbed in tight walls along upright stems in hedgerows on the rare occasions when he wandered into a village. Soon foxglove would be nodding on roadside verges, and lamb's foot would expose fiery heads from the hedgerows and the dry stone walls that defined individual fields in this part of the world. But those bits of burgeoning life were in the future, and he'd been walking these days that had blended into weeks in an effort to avoid both the thought of the future and the memory of the past. He carried virtually nothing with him, an ancient sleeping bag, a rucksack with a bit of food that he replenished when the thought occurred to him, a bottle within that rucksack that he filled with water in the morning if water was to be had near the site where he'd slept. Everything else he wore. One waxed jacket, one hat, one Tattersall shirt, one pair of trousers, boots, socks.